Thank you for calling. This is hello.
This is who?
This is Don McLaren. How are you?
This is I am okay. Thank you for asking. I received an email from my business partner about a security something with Google needing to pay $2,200 for our site.
All right. Can you please tell me your name?
My name is Christy Fisher with Bad Kiss.
Badkiss.com, right. Perfect. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was having like 2-3 clients right now in the lineup, so all have the same kind of issues. So what's the problem? You got the email. That is something which is basically a security plugin that they require to go ahead and make your website live. We have basically sent them the application, and we thought that the SSL, the normal security, was simply going to work fine. But they're saying that the new policy was simply going to need the Norton security software that will be encrypted in the back end of your website. So that's what they require. It's not only you. I'm basically getting calls from every after ever, because 3 or 4 clients are being lined up to go ahead and make their websites live, and which is why this is some sort of an addition that you can say that needed to be done.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I have friends that launch websites all the time, and I will just have them completely rebuild our website because they're not having these issues, and I spoke to them. They told me to get an email from you guys that Google has sent to you guys for proof before spending that money. We have been asked every single day for upgrades and different issues that we need to do for thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
I can see that.
I'm going to put this as nice as possible. We are completely over it. This is a money-back guarantee, and we will completely end this project right here and now if we are continued to be asked for more and more money.
All right. So can you give
this
me a minute?
This is not a security breach.
Sure. You go ahead, and then once you're finished, I'll speak.
Okay, this is not a security breach unless we have pure evidence from Google that they are asking us for this. And we would ask for you to send that as soon as possible. My partner was told that he had less than an hour to decide this. We are not going to be put on time restraints. We asked for our website to be launched, and if you guys cannot do that without asking us for more money, we will completely get our refund and have someone else assist us, because I spoke to many other website design companies, and this is not a thing.
All right, so are you done? Can I speak now?
I am done.
Perfect. So first of all, thank you very much for explaining me the process and everything about it. As far as every other sale is concerned or every other thing is concerned, I can see on the chat the teamwork that we have. It is for that particular purpose that whatever the clients have been discussing with the agent itself, no matter whoever he is, Sam, Thomas, whatever the name is, then we could have the complete proof of what exactly is being discussed. Every single time that you were being offered something, that was something that you have asked for, and then they decided to give you the recommendation, and once you have said no, have they ever pushed you to go ahead and get the product? I don't think so. So that was something?
Yes. We were told multiple times, different prices, $2,500, then we're like, no, then $1,700, then no, and then $1,300, then no. Yes, this has been multiple, multiple times over phone calls that you guys can look back if you're on a recorded line that we have been told for other things. When I was purchasing this website, I asked, I said, "Is our codes included, like percentage off codes, our ambassador codes?" We were told that codes were included, and they're not. So everything that we've asked for was something that we were talking about in the beginning with our sales representative, and he said all of that was included in the original price of our website.
And that was Thomas, right?
That was, I don't know. I spoke to so many different people.
You were in corresponding with Thomas, Chase, and Sam. These are the three persons.
Thomas.
Okay. Yeah, so I basically have studied the pretty much all the case, because I don't only take care of the server department or the IT department. I take care for the entire company's 50% share. So you're basically talking to the right particular person. As far as pushing you on any particular concern is there, if I would have found that, then I would have already basically been taking out the action for them. But the things which were recommended to you was just only the referrals. If you want it, that's fine. If you don't want it, that's totally fine as well. But this thing, which just came right now, your website is in the pipeline to Google's headquarters, because we basically go and follow the Google algorithm. So by that particular way, if the website goes live, your website could come up on their particular search engine, and you know the best that Google have all the major brands like Yahoo, the Bing, and every other thing. So your website could basically be launched in that particular way. And for that, without even you paying for the security thing, we have already added up the SSL security, which is socket security layer. You can check it out on Google as well. That was already a part of the particular package. But now with the update that they have basically sent it out for e-commerce businesses, this is one of the recommendations. And if you ask me to show you the proof of what have Google sent us, then I think, Sam, I've already sent you the email. We cannot share you the email address, as that is also encrypted to our side, because you know the fact we are talking about Google. We are not talking about some small company. So they don't keep like human resources. They keep robots who basically send us the emails and everything about it just to finish off the work.
Okay, so then we will call Google. And so why were we put on the timeline of less than an hour?
That was something which was Sam was basically being saying out, because I think you said him that you need the website live before Sunday. So that's why he said it by that particular way, that if you could give us the answer in an hour, that would be best. If not, then just to basically let you know that the website would eventually take 24 to 48 hours to make the website live, because right now it's sitting on our server. So once we are sending the files, each file getting tested out, like the pictures, the text, the APIs, the plugins, the merchants, everything is being tested out by Google itself, so by which it could go live, and that could connect it with the domain that is badkids.com. So that is the whole process. Sorry that you were under the impression that only 1 hour is the timeline that you're getting out. It's not the case. You can take your time. You can talk to whoever you want to, and then come back to us for the solution, because this is something which is not our recommendation, or which is not, we are the one who is imposing that on you. This is something which Google's required right now to make the website live.
So we cannot launch the website without this?
We can do that. If you give us the authorization, I can go ahead and I can do that. But anything happen to the website, it goes down, viruses, attacks, anything like that, or if you lose your domain by any such chances, we will not be responsible. And I need that written information. After my call, I'll be sending you an email. If you give me the acknowledgement, we are ready to go ahead, and you don't have to pay a single dime.
Okay. We're going to call Google first before making this decision. I have a contact at Google in their software department, so I'm going to call them first. And then if this is accurate, is the lifetime cost of $2,200 the lowest you guys can do?
See, that is something which is the prices that we have got, but eventually that was not the real price. Sam have itself applied his personal coupon code on that particular price, and then I think he gave you the prices. Because according to me, the last upgrade that we have did the yesterday, the lifetime option was $3,500. So I think that he did have basically applied the discount on it, which is why you were getting it. Because for lifetime, your website will be secured not only for expecting the payments, but to keep it secure for the viruses, the malwares, the attacks, anything that you can think of, it will be secured by that particular way.
Okay. If he can give us a lower price, then we'll look into it. From right now, I'm going to give a call to my contact at Google. And then if you guys can come up with a lower price, please give myself or Clay a call. If not, we'll move forward after I speak with my contact.
No problem. You can talk to your particular partner, and you can go ahead and you can do that, because this is something which I cannot do anything apart from the prices that he have applied onto it. But if you want to apply my personal code on this particular price, I can surely do that. But for that as well, the trust needs to be there, because the way that you basically told me about the company employees, I certainly did not like it. But I know that if you had a bad taste, then you will not be talking the same way with Sam or anybody else. So considering that effect, let's just basically keep this particular relationship for a longer run, because I think you do have the hosting from us. So in the future, if you want anything in the future, like the servers or any mistakes or anything you would like to get it changed, I know that Sam or one of the employees will be the person who can help you with it. Because with the package, I can do see that you do have a maintenance plan, with the website. So if you guys need any help, anything like that, you can do that. As far as the price is concerned, instead of $2,200 for the lifetime, I can make it $1,800 for you. That will be the flat price after applying my personal discount on this particular order.
Okay. I understand that you guys have a business. I work in sales as well, aside from this company. And I will just say it is a little bit distasteful to kind of to how we've been treated. We do like your guys' work, but it has been a lot of back and forth. I'm just gonna be honest.
And I will look into this, to be honest, because considering the fact that if you're going with the website without even appreciating the work, then what's the deal for getting the website, first of all? So considering that effect, I will surely going to look into my details, like what's the best we can do to improve our customer service. But as far as the prices are concerned, we never enforce our clients for any particular sales. It's just a recommendation, which clients sometimes have basically let us know.
Where, when you just said I wasn't appreciating, where was that at? No appreciation?
Just now. You said that this was like distasteful for you for how you guys have been treated out.
It was distasteful. There might be a language barrier or something here with going back and forth. It just kind of seems like you're not really taking the customer's politely, but that's okay. We'll work with our contact. I'll work with my contact at Google, and then we'll get back to you guys.
No problem, ma'am. No problem. All right?
Bye.
Thank you.